Nhớ rong shadow. The Naya Sifum Biva. Today we're going to be looking and studying the bi consonants, which are the consonants that have two letters put together to make a sound. Now, bi consonants, there are two letters together because it's coming right off of the 这样的字 da that we have learned. The 这样的字 da are what I call the true consonants. Those are the true, clear, crisp sounds without nasalization, without any other letters to blend, and without air, which is aspiration. So when I say nasalization, that means there's going to be an N with the letter. And when I say aspiration, you're going to see an H with the letter. And when I say blend, you might see a L or an X or an S. And those are called blends. We're going to be reading right along with all of the 见的字中, and I will be describing each one as I go, and then after that, we will just read right along. I will give you time to read it as well. If you haven't already visited the 见的字, I would like you to go and listen to that one first, because here, it's core that you understand how the letters form coming from the 见的字, the monoconsonants. You have to master the monoconsonants and get those sounds down very clearly first. So when I say these 见的字中, the biconsonants, I will be saying the da first, then I will say the sound that comes with, and then I will say the 中 sound. Now, 见的字中, the word 中 means a pair, or it means even, or it means more than one. Usually, it's used for a pair of or an even number of. That's why 要见的字中 has two letters, a pair of letters. The first letter we're going to look at is 要, which is the da, the 见的字da, the monoconsonant. 要, there's that clear sound of the mid-tongue hitting up against that mid-hard roof palate. The sides of the tongue hitting out, spreading and relaxed, hitting against the insides of the wisdom teeth. Ya, ya. Now, for the aspirated ya, all you do is you blow air out with it. I always say, pretend you're going up three flights. Flight one, I'm clear, I'm about to go, and I say ya, ya. And then flight two, I'm going to be tired, and I'm going to say it softer. Nya, nya. And then flight three, I am just out of my mind tired, because really I am when I get to flight three. I don't know about you guys, but I get really tired, and I sound like, kya, kya. And that's how the aspiration sounds like. Lots of air. Not necessarily forced. When it becomes natural, it doesn't sound as forced anymore. So here we go. It's always going to be the ta, the aspirated one, the aspirated ta, and then the soft or nasally ta. So here's the ta for ya, ya, ya. Here's the aspirated ya, ya, ya. And here's the soft nasalized ya, ya, ya. So all aspirated letters have air coming out, kya, kya. And all nasalized letters are called nasalized because there's that buzz, that nasally buzz right before you say it, the kind of sound. Now don't stress that sound when you speak it. It's just there to give you reference to know that if you stress it out, you will hear that. Some letters you hear it more than others. Here's the D. 见的字大, da, da. Aspirated, nta, nta. Here's a blend for the D. It's a D and an L, da, da, and la, la. That makes a dla, dla. Now this is a green dialect consonant. There's white dialect and green dialect, which we will talk about in a different podcast. But with green dialect, when you read a document and you see two double A vowels or you see the DL, especially, you'll know right away that it is Green dialect, because the DL and the double A's are unique to just Green dialect and not Hmong white dialect. So just Hmong Green dialect that has those. The DL is hard to do for some people in general, and for some white Hmong dialect speakers, they end up doing a KL kind of sound, like a clucking kind of sound, and that's completely wrong. It should be the same part of your mouth that you use to say the D, da. It's that tip of the tongue hitting up against that palate ridge where your teeth comes out of, the ridge, and then the size of your tongue relaxed but hitting up against the inner parts of your wisdom teeth or the side teeth. Da, da. And it's so subtle. It's very, very hard to do for some people. Now, going on, there's no aspirated D. There's a D, there's no nasalized D. There's the aspirated D, and then there's that blend that goes with the D. Moving on. The F does not have any 卷的几种 partners. The G does not have any neither, the ng. And then the ha is used as an aspirated aspiration marker. So it is by itself a 卷的几大 and a clear sound. But in the 卷的几种, you will not see it with paired up with another one, except for that it is the one that's being paired with them, because it's the minor letter paired up with the other ones. It is the one that's just simply indicating air. All right, moving right along, we get to the ga, the K. Ga. Remember, the Hmong K, 卷的几大 K, is clear, no aspiration. But here we get to 卷的几种, the 种 K is going to be aspirated, such as ka. Sounds like a regular English K. Here's the ta again. Ga. Like ga, gu. Here's the aspirated. Ka. Like ka, to knock, or a cup. The nasalized K, ga. Nasalized is nga. You'll hear that nasalized buzz right before you say it. Nga. And the nasalized soft K is basically just an English G. Moving on, the L. It's going to be hla. For the L, the H comes first. Now, in other countries, such as France, the Hmong letters are written for the L. It's LH. But here it's HL. And HL is being used a lot more, so I think everyone's just sort of shifting towards that way. But if you really listen to it, it makes sense that you're breathing first and then having the L come last. Hla. But that could be argued as well. Moving on to the M. Ma is our ta. Ma. And here's our aspirated M. Ma. Kind of like Hmong for white Hmong. Hmong. And then if you speak Green Hmong, or for the Green Hmong dialect, the word Hmong is just the M. Hmong. And a blend. There's a blend for the M. That's a ma la, which is a mla, mla. So the same part of your mouth that you use for the ma, the two lips, and then the L, la sound, working together in perfect blend, mla, mla. And then we have the N. Remember how the H was just aspirating all of the other letters? Here we have a H with an N. So when you have an N, the H is still the minor letter, and the N, when it comes with the H like this in a zong, in the 卷的几种, the N is a true letter. It's not a sound indicator here. It indicates only when it goes with any other letter, but in H and an N, the N wins. So a regular 卷的几大 N would be na. But in aspirated, na is na, like gnaw, to hear. The P, ba. ba is our da, clear, no air, no nasalization. Ba, 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 like ba, or ba. But aspirated, it sounds like this. Pa, pa, like the regular English P, paper. Pour. And then we have a soft, nasally P. That's the NP. Here's a clear. Ba, ba, ba. Here's the soft, nasally. Mba, mba, mba. So here that NP, that soft P, is just in English B. And then we have a blend that comes with the P. That's a PL. We use the lips to make a ba, ba, ba sound, and the tongue to make a la, la, la sound. And here you just blend it perfectly together. Bla, 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 like bla, stomach. And then the next letter is the Q. The ta is ka, ka, ka. That's the back of the tongue going up against the soft back of your palate, the soft part, almost to the uvula. Ka, ka. And here I always say the Q looks like an egg, so it's going to sound like the word egg. Ke, ka, ka, ke. So the word ke means egg. Now this letter, aspirated, all you do is you just blow air with it. Ka, 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 like kia, ginger, or kia, to tell. The Q has a soft nasally sound as well. That's NQ. Here's the ta again. Ka, ka. And here's the tsong. Soft. Nga, nga. There's a ng sound right before it. Nga. Like nga, to swallow. And then next comes the R. Our ta here is da, da, da. Remember, don't just hit the tip of the tongue up to the palate ridge. That's a D. Da, da, da. It's a da, da. You have to curl that tip of the tongue back against that palate ridge and flick out almost. Da, da, da. Now when we aspirate that, add air, just blow air with it. Ta, ta. Sometimes if it's hard for you to aspirate it without hearing me do it, just take a breath first, breathe in, and then blow out while you say that letter. Ta, ta. And we have a soft da, da sound. Here's the ta again. Da, da, da. Here's the tsong, that's nasally. Nda, nda, nda. So it's like a D, but curl the tongue, and it's softer. Nda, nda. And then comes the S does not have any aspirated sounds with it because it already contains that aspiration. When we say sh, 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 the air already comes out. Add an aspiration to that, and it's too much breathing. And then there's no softening of the S neither. But the T comes next. The ta for T is ta, ta, ta. And then when you aspirate that, it's just a out of breath sort of sound. Ta, ta, ta. Such as ta, to beg, or to say please. Ta. And then we have a soft nasally T. Here's the ta. Da, da, da. Here's the soft nasally. Nda, nda, nda. Like a regular soft English TH. Nda. Like if you're saying da or it's right there. It's a da, da sound. Moving right along, there's a blend. That's the T and the S. Remember the T was a da, da, and the S was a sh, sh. These two are not as perfectly blended as the DLs or the ML or the PL because the L is easier to blend. But these two are a blend in and of themselves. Ta ta and sha sha becomes ja 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 ja. Just like a CH but without the extra air. Ja ja, like chum or chore. I have chore to do. But without that extra air in there. The words such as in Hmong, jaw, to let go, ji, to create, ja, ja. And then there's the T TX blend. T is da da da, X is sa sa sa, and it becomes za za za. So that's that tip of the tongue right up against the inside of the front two teeth, kind of like you're going to blow a whistle out of it. You rest it together, teeth comes together, tongue rested right there in between the two teeth, and you just say za za za, like za bed. And then the X is our next letter. X does not have any aspirated letters, and it doesn't have a nasally soft letter neither. What it has is a blend. The X blends with a Y. X is, remember, sa sa sa, and Y is a ya ya ya. So again, these two are not perfect blends, but they do blend. What they make is hya, like hyong, hyong chia, new year, hyong for year, hyong for the last name, shong, hyong. And then the last one, but not least, of the jiande zi zong is the Y blended. The Y does not have a aspirated sound, but it has a soft nasally sound, and that would be nya, nya. So the Y by itself as a jiande zi da is a ya, ya, ya. But if you take that same part of your tongue and mouth that's working there, ya, 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 like yes, and you touch it up against the palate a little bit more to make it softer, nya, nya, nya. And that is the sound that you get with a soft nasally Y, nya, nya. So those are all of the jiande zi zong by consonants. Now I will say each one of them. I will say it once, and then I'll say a word with it. I'll give you a little bit of time to repeat after me. Cha cha chua. Nya nya nya. Ta ta tia. Tla tla tla. Ka ka kau. Ga ga gua. Hla hla hlu. Ma ma mong. Mla mla mlong. Na na na. Pa pa pao. Ba ba bi. Bla bla bloa. Ka ka ka. Ga ga ga. Cha cha chua. Dra dra dra. Ta ta ta. Da da dao. Cha cha je. Za za jia. Xia xia xiong. Nya nya nya. All right, very good. Now let's just read over. We're going to read it two times per sound or per letter. Here we go. Read right along with me. Cha cha, nya nya, ta ta, tla tla, ka ka, ga ga, hla hla, ma ma, mla mla, na na, pa pa, mba, mba, bla, bla, ka, ka, ga, ga, cha, cha, nja, nja, ta, ta, nda, nda, ja, ja, za, za, xia, xia, nya, nya. Perfect. Now I'm just going to go right through and read all of the aspirated ones only so that you can kind of hear the difference that it makes when it's not all mixed together like that. I'll do all of the aspirated, and then I'll do all of the soft nasally ones, and then all of the blends. Let's see if I get it right. Here we go. Cha, cha, nta, nta, ka, ka, hla, hla, ma, ma, na, na, pa, pa, ka, ka, cha, cha, ta, ta. There's all of the air aspirated ones. And as you can see, all of those have air that comes out. If you put your palm up to your lips and you say any of those, you will feel that air coming right up to your hand and kind of touching your hand, your palm. Cha, cha. You feel that breath right on your palm. When you do the chin, the zi da, and it's a clear sound, you can only feel that slight breathing. You can't feel air coming out. Here, we're going to do the soft nasally ones all together. Nya, nya, nga, nga, mba, mba, nga, nga, nja, nja, nda, nda, nya, nya. And as I said before, with those, you can feel that tingle in the back, that nasally sound right before you say the letter. It's got that ng sound to that ng ng sound to it. And here's all the blends. The DLs and the MLs, the ones with Ls are a little bit more perfectly blended than the other ones. But here we go. Tla, tla, hla, hla, mla, mla, bla, bla, ja, ja, za, za, xia, xia. And for that, you heard me say the hla, hla, the HL as a blend as well. And that one, it is a blend as well. It's a perfect ha, ha sound and then a la, hla, hla sound. So it is perfectly blended, but we tend to lean more of looking at it as an aspirated one because of that minor H sound playing off of that L. So those are all of the qian de zi cong. Thank you very much for tuning in. I hope that has helped you a little bit more as far as knowing how to sound it out and say it correctly. See ya on the next one.